cookies.
Church did before Lynn and Jimmy got here and destroyed all kinds of things for us. So Jimmy and Lynn, thank you so much for your hard work in getting us ready. I also want to thank the sound room. There's been a lot of work with this one, so I appreciate Scott and John in the back. Thank you so much. I know I feel like I'm forgetting some people. If you'll flip over on the back of your program, those are the people that I would like to thank. And I don't have it here with me, so I'm pretty sure I forgot. Is there somebody else on there that I have forgot? Anybody? Kelly, are you reading it? Who have I forgot?
I don't have my glasses on.
Oh, exactly. I thought two Kelly's, but there are two.
Sorry,
we're both on your view. I'm good? Okay, great. And then I did mention this on the back, but I do, and I've already thanked them, but I want you all to know this was a lot of time and effort, and this is already a very busy time of the year for everyone. So choir, again, thank you so much, and got a couple of speakers who are singing with us, but everybody gave a lot of time to this. So our prayer today is that you remove everything from your mind that is outside of these four walls, and that you don't listen to our singing, because we're not professionals, but that you will listen to the words of the music and just let them touch your heart, and let the Lord bless you and provide whatever you need in your life.
The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. Throughout the Old Testament, men and women yearned for the coming Messiah. They read the word and believed he would come. They lived obedient lives and clung to the hope of his arrival. Many times we read their stories as independent stories of good, godly Old Testament people without seeing the foreshadowing that God was providing in their life circumstances. Their lives, their stories demonstrate God's love, his mercy, redemption, sacrifice, and the hope of his coming. Join us as we point to the promise of the Messiah through the Old Testament. Yeah.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Who came up with that saying? It's not true. At least it wasn't for me. The apple seemed to usher in the need for doctors. My life was full of light and adventure and excitement and good food. Really good food. And I didn't have to work for it or pay for it or even make it. When we wanted to cook, it always turned out good. Now Eve can cook all day long and it's burnt or bland. I digress. There was more lost than just good food. None of this restrictive clothing. There was a world before vests and shirts and ties. A daily reminder that we're all going to die. There was life before the sin. There was light before darkness. I do like the belts, you know, the ones that made out of snake skins. I like making those. That snake, one day that snake will get what's coming to him. We were promised one who will come and who will crush the snake. And when he does, paradise will be restored. All of this because of an apple. Well, I guess it's not just the apple. Disobedience played a part. It was my fault. I was the head, the leader, and I willingly disobeyed. Disobey God? That sounds so foolish. What was I thinking? Sin came through me. One man caused all of this. But one day, we're promised that another will come. Sin through one man, and one day, life through another. He'll fix this mess I've made. He'll crush that snake. He'll show us the way back home. One day, the one who will restore all things will come, and his birth will change everything.
For the Every creature of God, come bless His name. For He is good, for He is good. He was born to conquer the grave. Light of the world, the reason for Christmas. Sing all ye people, the Lord Almighty reigns. Sing every creature of God.
One way to be saved. There was one way to be saved. Opinions didn't matter. It wasn't like we could have a group vote. Feelings were hurt. People were offended. And our message was misunderstood. We were misquoted and made fun of and mocked. But it didn't change the truth. Kayaks and paddles and canoes weren't going to cut it. There was one way to be saved. And all they had to do was get on the ark. Just get on. They thought he was crazy. My husband has his moments. After years and years of waiting, I thought maybe he had heard wrong, but he was sure he didn't. So no one else's opinion mattered. He had heard from the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. And when the God of heaven's army speaks, there's nothing left to do but obey. Simple obedience. No matter the perceived crazy. The funny thing is, looking back, it looked like rain. It smelled like rain. You could almost taste the rain. But it's hard to believe when you don't know what rain is. We do now. And I don't like it. But one day, like we were spared, a Savior will come and will spare God's faithful once again. And the Savior's birth will change everything.
Oh,
come bow before Him. A Savior is born. Let us adore Him, adore Him. Christ.
Our son. He told him he heard wrong. I told him that. I thought he must have. This was Isaac, our laughter, the child, the promised child. Sacrifice him? Wait, what? Abraham insisted that God had spoken, and when God speaks, we immediately are to obey. I wanted to take a couple of days, a couple of years, a few decades to make sure. But Abraham trusted God, and so he obeyed him. Immediately, Abraham and Isaac set off the first thing in the morning for a three-day journey. They came to the place where God showed him, and Isaac walked the mountain carrying the very wood Abraham would lay him on. Isaac was strong. He was young. He didn't have to lay down. He couldn't run away. He could have. At times, Isaac is too much like Abraham. Isaac trusted Abraham, and so he obeyed him. He laid on the wood, allowing himself to be sacrificed. It was then, at that moment, when all seemed lost, when God didn't seem to be good, when he didn't, we couldn't understand, at the place of absolute surrender that God provided. It was there. Of course he did. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. God brought a substitute for Isaac. A ram caught in the thicket. And one day, the Messiah will come, and he will make atonement for our sins. He will provide a sacrifice in our place. And one day, our provider, our substitute, will come, and his birth will change everything.
When all the world was sleeping, in a little town on lowly ground, no one knew what was coming.
breaking through the darkness, waking every heart with heaven singing joy unto the world. Long awaited Savior, you will reign forever.
Could they say, your brother is not a punching bag. He was just an annoying kid. I want to kill him. It wasn't just an expression I used when he would scare the sheep, making more work for us, or mock us with his dreams, or flaunt his coat just to infuriate us. I wanted to kill him. Literally, I tried to kill him. Judah convinced us to sell him into slavery rather than have blood on our hands. The money was good. They paid us in silver, so we sold him. Not that that was any better. We didn't exactly take the high road. For years, I would be haunted by that moment. How could all of us even sleep through the night, live our lives as if nothing had happened? We had betrayed our brother, our own flesh and blood, but we kept living, laughing, celebrating. My father had clearly lost a part of himself the day we lied and told him his son was dead. For years, I struggled to look my father in the eye. We hadn't just betrayed our brother, we had lied to our father, betraying him as well. And then it happened, a famine. Our children were starving. We took a trip to Egypt, praying to find food just enough to survive. Instead, we found our brother, Joseph. We found Joseph. We had no idea it was him. I mean, we had sold him into slavery, and there he was, standing in charge of the whole land of Egypt. We didn't recognize him, of course, but when he told us who he was, my first thought was, we're going to die. Forget about getting food for our families. We're not going to make it home. And then he forgave us. I mean, I think he had forgiven us years before. I still can't. I don't know if I could have forgiven me. In some ways, I hadn't forgiven myself. And there he was, arms open wide, not just offering us mercy, but grace, favor, blessing, food, and riches far beyond anything we had imagined. My father speaks of the day when our Messiah will come. He says the Messiah will forgive the way my brother forgave, with open arms and merciful grace. One day, the one who will forgive us will come, and his birth will change everything.
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing through the night, and the mountains in reply, echoing their brief delight. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Glory be to God. Passover. We call it the Passover. I am that I am. The God of Israel has promised to deliver us. He told us to take a lamb, a year-old lamb, without defect. The lamb was to live with us for 14 days. Enough time, just enough time, for him to wiggle his way into our affection. Enough time for the sacrifice to hurt. I mean, you never get used to that smell. But that little guy, he was cute. And tonight, the 14th night, we sacrifice him at twilight. We shed his blood, and we're to paint our door frames, the top, the sides, with the blood of the lamb. The angel of the Lord will see the blood. He will pass over our houses. He will spare our sons. Our exodus from Egyptian captivity will be ensured. This is the promise. These are his instructions.
Sacrifice the lamb. Put the blood on the door. The blood that is to cover us and give us life. Then we'll wait. Wait through the long night. Wait for deliverance. Since the beginning, the snake's deceptive lie, we have been promised a deliverer, one who will free us. So we wait. And one day, our deliverer will come. And his birth will change everything.
Noel, Noel, As for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and in the end, he will stand upon the earth. My mother-in-law taught that passage to me. There was a time I didn't know what it meant, or even had the hope to believe that it was true. There was a time when I thought I was happy, but when the walls came crashing in, I found that my life was empty and hollow, widowed, childless, and alone, except for Naomi. I begged for her to let me go with her back to Bethlehem, her home. We came to Bethlehem poor, less than poor, defeated and hungry. I was hoping not to starve to death. I never thought about hoping to be happy or to discover purpose or hoping to find love. The first time I saw Boaz, I was gleaning grain in his field. He was tall and strong and kind. I remember his eyes, dark, deep, yet gentle. I never thought he'd see me, really see me. Why should he? I was a stranger, an outsider, a Moabite, Israel's enemy. But he did see me. He reached out and helped me. He gave me a new name, a new home, a new identity. He was my provider and deliverer and my redeemer from a life of darkness and hopelessness. Naomi says that one day the Messiah will come and will redeem his chosen the way Boaz redeemed us. I know that my Redeemer lives, and one day his birth will change everything.
Hope awakes in Bethlehem, in humble stead a baby lays. The stars declare that he has come, a virgin holds God's only son. Shepherds stare and wise men bow, angels sing with songs of joy. A light is blazing in the night, the glory of the promised Christ. Hope awakes in Bethlehem. Heaven heaven smiles on his face.
Hope awaits in Bethlehem.
Captivity, destruction, devastation. How could we expect anything less? He is a holy God. I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted. And the train of his robe, it filled the temple. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. We have mocked him. We have provoked him. And we have disobeyed him. We have refused to trust him and to abide by his laws. How can we say he is not justified in condemning us? But he will not be angry with us forever, nor will he always accuse us. His arm is not too short to ransom us. He will make a way in the desert, and he will make streams in the wastelands. With his wounds, he will blot out our transgressions, and he will redeem his people. And he will rescue us. And by his stripes, we will be healed. Virgin will bear a son. He will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. His name will be Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. And his birth will change everything.
Was the every word. Tell me the story, most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. You've got sin that you need delivered from. Yes.
child that we just sing, that every year we celebrate. But to those who know him, we can celebrate every day. Because he's delivered us. And it's been my prayer for weeks now that no one would leave these doors and not deliver. Father, we thank you. Oh, you're so good. Oh, God, you're so good. And we're worthy of nothing from you. But, oh, God, you're so good to save us. You said, all whom the Father hath given me will come to me, and I will know it and no wise cast out. All who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Oh, God, it's my prayer today. No one leaves here lost, but that they will find what all